Hello?
Hi, I'm Rira.
Yes?
Hi, my name is Jaden. I'm calling on a recorded line. This is in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit.
Oh,
Did you already
hi.
Hi, I just wanted to follow up and see if you already had an attorney assisting you.
No, I don't.
Okay. And did you ever use Depo, or is this for someone else in your family?
It's for me.
Okay. And if I may ask, after using Depo or being exposed, did you have any type of side effects, or were you affected in any way?
Yes, I was. I was diagnosed.
I'm so sorry. Do you know what you were diagnosed with?
Yes, it was meningioma.
Oh, I'm very sorry. How long ago was this?
I was diagnosed in May of 2019, May 13th, 2019.
May 13th of 2019.
Yes.
Okay. And are you still being treated for this?
No, I'm not.
Okay, that's good. That's great to hear. I'm glad everything's okay. Or it's like in the past, I guess, or a little bit.
Yeah, it was only at the first stage, so they were able to like remove it and then do they did the what is the I have problems remembering things these days.
No worries.
The laser is the where they apply the heat with the red light. What is that
I'm not sure.
procedure called? It was like
Radiation
radiation.
therapy?
Yeah.
I see. And that was in 2019?
Yes, that's when I first started treatment, May of 18th of 2019. It went for a duration of, well, just till June 17th of 2019.
I see. And okay, I mean, again, I'm glad to hear everything, or that most of that is in the past. It was stage one. They got on it early.
Yes.
We do work with a group of attorneys that could represent you if you're diagnosed with a meningioma after using Depo. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And again, I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line for our attorney group. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
And then, if I may ask, what was your injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
I was like having like headaches. I was weak. There was like problems with my speech. This is about 6 months before I was diagnosed. And then I went to the ER, of course, and they did a CT scan. And then I was scheduled for a biopsy. And that was in May. And then I started treatment shortly after that.
And that was May of 2019.
Yes, May 10th.
And then what was the name of the diagnosis, or what was the specific diagnosis you had?
It was, what was my diagnosis exactly? One second. It was, I think it was just the meningioma, because they had like there was like no signs of like any other cancers like ovarian or anything. It was just the meningioma.
Okay, I mean that's good. I mean, I'm glad that I'm glad it is in the past and you were able to take care of it. That's good. There were no other cancers as well.
I know, I do know like my biopsy report. It just, showed evidence of Depo-Provera in my tissues.
And do you know? So it was a meningioma.
Yes.
And do you know where it was located in your body?
Yes, it was in my head.
It
was like in my brain, yes.
Got you. And the date of diagnosis I have is May 10th of 2019?
Yes. And then I received treatment on May the 18th.
Treatment date, May 18th. And then, just to confirm, what was your date of birth?
2/22/90. 1990.
And if I may ask, was anyone else in your family ever injured by Depo-Provera or was also using the products and then had like a similar experience?
No.
And if I may ask, did you receive Depo-Provera through a pill or a shot?
It was through a shot.
And if I may ask, did you consume or use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
It was called Pfizer, I believe that's the kind I had.
The brand was Pfizer, or it was?
Yes, the brand was Pfizer.
Got you. And then it was Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then which injection?
I got it like every 3 months, I believe. That's how long I was getting it.
Once every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay. And then which injectable did you use? Was it Depo-Provera, Depo-Sub-Q Provera, or a generic medroxyprogesterone acetate?
It was Depo-Provera.
Depo-Provera. And did you or a loved one use the name brand Depo-Provera prior to switching to the generic version, if you did, for a minimum of 1 year?
No.
You did not switch to the generic version?
No.
Did you use Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year?
Yes, I used it for about 5 years I was using it.
Okay, about 5 years.
Yes, I started using it in February of 2014, and then I stopped using it in May of 2019, like right when I found out.
Got you. If I may ask, within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992, through to the present date?
Well, I started using it in 2014. I was just born in 1990.
I see. And but you did use it any time between 92 to 2025 right now?
Yes.
Perfect. And you said you started it in 2014
February
of 2000. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. And then stopped in May of 2019?
Correct.
Awesome. This next part is just personal information about you for the attorney group. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
No. And then what is your current marital status?
Single.
And then the spelling on the first name I have is Amira, A-M-I-R-A-H.
Correct.
And then what was the middle initial?
S as in Sam.
S as in Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And then last name is Baqi, B-A-A-Q-E-E.
It's Abdul Baqi, so A-B-D-U-L hyphen B-A-A-Q-E-E.
Got you. And so I have A-B-A-B-D-U-L dash B-A-A-Q-E-E?
Yes.
Oh, wait, is that a G? Or
no, it's Q. It's Apple Boy Dog UL hyphen Boy AA Q as in Queen EE.
Perfect. Awesome. Apple Boy Dog UL.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right. And then Amira, A-M-I-R-A-H.
Correct.
And then can I have the, this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have the full social, please?
447-98-2328.
And then I have 447-98-2328.
Yes.
And then the main email I have on file is AmiraAbdul22@gmail.com.
Correct.
Perfect. And then the primary phone number, same number we're speaking on, is 405-837-7861.
Yes.
And is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
It's both.
Both? And then, do you, just if you, Can you confirm your primary home address in case the attorneys had to mail anything to you?
It's 4301 North Terry Avenue, Tuesday Tom, Erry Avenue, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73111.
Perfect. And then just to confirm, I have 4301 North Terry Avenue, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma County, Oklahoma, 73111.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And this next part is just medical purposes. We are like medical information about your depo use and how you were treated for the meningioma.
Mm-hmm.
Was depo administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
A doctor.
And how many times were you injected with the product, would you say?
I would say probably, let's see here. Probably at least 25 times.
25.
At least 25 times.
About 25 times. Do you know the name of the hospital that you were given Depo Provera at?
Norman Regional Hospital.
Norman Regional Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Norman Regional Hospital in off of Healthplex Parkway?
Yes.
And that just full address was 3300 Healthplex Parkway, Norman, Oklahoma.
Yes.
73072.
Yes.
Perfect. And then, do you know? This facility phone number I found online was 405-515-1000.
But the 405-271-4912.
I'll put that one. 405, what was the next?
271-4912.
271-4912. And then, do you know I'm so sorry. Norman Regional Hospital. And then, do you know the name of the doctor that gave you the Depo Provera?
I don't remember the doctor, but I do remember the doctor's name that did my procedure.
Okay. And you don't know the name of the doctor that gave you the depo?
No, I want to say it was like a medical assistant that was giving me my shots. It wasn't the actual doctor. Yeah, the medical staff.
But you were given the depo from Norman Regional Hospital, 3300 Health. Sorry?
Yes. Yes, 3300 Health Place Parkway.
Perfect. And then again, if in the future you do remember the name of the doctor, just let us know.
Okay.
And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what the method of diagnosis for the meningioma was?
I don't understand what you're asking me.
Like, what did they run? Like, how they ran? Did they run any scans to test for the meningioma?
Oh yeah, I had a CT scan and a biopsy.
CT scan and biopsy. And then, do you know the name of the doctor that was diagnosed you with the meningioma?
Yes, it was Dr. Michael Martin.
And do you know which hospital he was out of?
He's at the same hospital.
Norman Regional Hospital?
Yes, he's a neurosurgeon there.
And then what was his last name again? I'm so sorry.
Martin, Dr. Michael Martin.
Got you. Dr. Michael Martin out of Norman Regional Hospital?
Yes.
Perfect. And same phone number and same address?
Correct.
That was 405-271. 4912?
Yes.
Okay, and then the address I have is 3300 Healthplex Parkway, Norman, Oklahoma, 73072.
Yes.
And you said he was a neurosurgeon?
Yes.
And did you have any prior cancer diagnosis before this?
No.
And have you received treatment for your meningioma diagnosis?
Yeah, I got my treatment back in May of 2019.
And then do you remember what type of treatment it was?
Yeah, it was the radiation.
Radiation. Was there any other procedures or anything else?
Well, yeah, they made an incision inside of my head. And once it was removed, they started the radiation. And so I didn't have any other procedures after that. Basically, they did the brain surgery, the radiation, and then I was there for a few days. And then they discharged me.
I see. And, okay. And so it was the brain surgery and the radiation?
Yes. And the radiation, that was the duration of, like, almost about a month. So.
Oh. And radiation lasted about a month. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that was treating you?
That's the doctor that was treating me. I was under Dr. Martin.
So he, Dr. Martin diagnosed you with the meningioma and then he treated you as well out of the same hospital?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then just one second. And out of the same hospital, 3300 Healthplex Parkway?
Yes.
Perfect. And the phone number, 405-271-4912?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. And do you have a family history of meningioma?
No.
And were you hospitalized for your meningioma?
Yes, I was.
Do you by chance remember what dates you were hospitalized for?
Well, it really was just like around May, because that's when I had the most complications. It was like right before I had found out.
Hospitalized in May when you were going through the treatment, correct?
Yes, and I do remember that doctor that was seeing me before I went to Dr. Martin. So the doctor like that did my test and everything, I believe his name was Dr. Ronan Baker.
And then what do you mean for test? Was that for treatment?
Yes, before I was sent off for my surgery.
Okay, so the doctor that diagnosed you, or which one?
Yes, the doctor that diagnosed me, his name was Dr. Ronan Baker.
Was he out of the same hospital as well?
Yes, he's at the same hospital.
So Dr. Ronan Baker.
Yeah, it's R-O-N-A-N and then B-A-K-K-E-R.
Dr. Roman Baker. Or Ronan.
Yeah, he's the one that, yeah, it's R-O-N-A-N. And that's the one that ran, like, all the different tests. Like, he tested me for, I got, like, an HIV test. And then they checked me for, like, endometriosis and ovarian cancer, but everything was negative.
And that's good. I mean, it's, but that's kind of like your primary?
Yes.
And then at
any point, it was like, I believe it was like in the OBGYN department. That's where he worked, Dr. Ronan.
And at any point, do you remember, were you sent to like a pharmacy or pharmaceutical?
Yeah, I had the pharmacy was not too far. It was at the Walmart Supercenter. It's at 3651 Classen Boulevard in Norman, Oklahoma, 73071.
Oh, and then what was the name of this location again?
Walmart Supercenter.
Perfect. Walmart Super Center. And then wait, I'm so sorry, I keep asking. What was the name of this, or the address?
3651 Classen Boulevard, CLASSEN, and then Norman, Oklahoma, 73071.
Walmart Supercenter, 3651 Classen Boulevard, mm-hmm. Norman, Oklahoma, 73071.
Correct.
Perfect. Is there any specific doctor that you see there, or is it just where you pick it
no.
up?
No.
And then just 1 second. And then, I'm so sorry. So the phone number I found online was 405-515-7024. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then, so for the, when you were hospitalized, do you know how long that was for? You said it was in May of 2019. Do you know how long that lasted?
Yeah.
It's like a week or 2 weeks.
I was in the hospital for it was almost a month. Yes, it was almost like right after my surgery. I think I was there for about four days. Mm-hmm. It was about 4 days, but the overall process was like a whole month, like before I had to keep going. I mean, like returning back. So as far as like after my surgery, I was only there for, it was like 4 days.
I see. And so the surgery was what kind of had you hospitalized or?
Yes.
And so because
I was like under observation.
Oh, I see. I have right now hospitalized in May 2019 for 1 month about.
Yes, it was about a month exactly.
For treatment.
Yeah, because it was May. I remember it was like May 18th, and then when I got out, it was like June. It was exactly a month. I want to say June 17th or 18th, one of those days.
I see. And, okay, perfect. June 17th or June 18th. And do you have any other medical notes that we can put down or anything else that you would want us to, or want, like any other doctor names or anything?
No, that's it.
And then, if I may ask, do you have records showing a meningioma diagnosis?
I do, but I've moved so much since then. It's been such a long time since, I had those complications, so I don't remember exactly where it's at. It could have been in my storage. I'm not sure, but if you want, I mean, you guys can pull it from the hospital, I'm sure.
Yeah, so the attorneys that we work with are going to, they'll attempt that at first. They'll reach out to the hospital, but if for some reason they weren't able to obtain the records, would you be able to, like, call them and then get them at that point? The attorneys would reach out to them first, but if for some reason, usually doesn't happen, but if for some reason they couldn't obtain them, would you be able to?
I could try. I mean, I guess so.
Sorry, that was a yes?
Yeah, I'll do whatever I need to do.
And then, again, yeah, it's just if they weren't able to get a hold of them, would you be able to provide these records by mail or electronically if it did come to that?
Yes. I mean, I would have to try to get access to them, but then, yes, I could.
And do you have access to your MyChart login by chance?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I wish I did. That would be super easy. I think I tried to set it up like years and years and years ago, and I don't know, like the code wasn't working, so I just did away without it.
I see. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me.
Okay. And then can I just have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Miriam Lockie, M-A-R-Y-A-M, last name B-A-A-Q-E-E. It's my sister. Yeah. Her phone number is 405-414-2549.
And that was 405-414-2549?
Yes.
And then do you have her, and that's your sister, correct, Miriam?
Yes, yes.
And do you have her email address by chance?
I don't.
Okay. I'm just going to put yours for right now, and if anything does come
okay.
up, or if the attorneys need to get it, just provide it at a later date.
Okay.
Do you have her home address by chance?
10 Northeast 8th Street, Oklahoma City, 73104, I think. N Northeast 8th Street.
Oh, wait. N.
The number 10.
Oh, 10. Northeast H Street.
Yes, the number 8.
Oh, 8 Street. Sorry about that. I put H. 10 Northeast 8th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73104.
Yes.
Got you. And then just one second. Perfect. Okay. I was able to find that. And then I'm just going to confirm. That's 10 Northeast 8th Street. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73104?
Yes.
Awesome. And are you, so this is just for the signature and documents. Are you able to provide a large eligible signature?
I'm sorry?
Are you able to provide a large eligible signature?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I'm just going to send these documents over right now. And then just give me one second while I send these over so I can have, or so I can get these to you. I'm so sorry. Okay, just let me know as soon as these have hit your inbox. They're going to come through to either text message or email. Should be going through right now.
Okay, got it.
It's going to come from Jaden at Mass Tort Strategies.
Yeah, I came to my text message. One second.
No worries. It's going to be text message or email, just whatever one's easier for you.
There we go. All right.
And then as soon as, were you able to access the documents?
Yes, I just went through them.
Got you. As soon as you do get on the front page, it's going to say Depo Provera Litigation on the top, and then it's going to have you sign a few times throughout the documents. As you're going through these documents, just double check all information on there is correct, like spelling of names, addresses, date of births. Any personal information, if anything's incorrect, just let me know and I can resend the documents.
Okay, everything looks correct.
perfect. If everything's all good, just it's gonna have you sign a few times and just click next.
Yeah, I've already done that.
Okay. So sorry, just one second. Okay, perfect. I just received the documents. I'm just gonna double check everything on here is correct and accurate. For Amira S. Abdulbaki.
Mm-hmm.
And then address 4301 North Terry Avenue, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73111.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And, okay, nice. Everything does look solid on here, so I'm just going to send, we should be good to go. I'm going to send you a text for my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours, so if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys get a hold of you, you can always reach out to me.
Okay.
The law firm is going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours from now. It could be sooner, but basically they're just going to reach out and give you an introduction and get to know you and confirm all the information that we went over today. It's going to be a lot short of a phone call because we already have it, but they're just going to make sure everything's accurate and I went or did everything correct.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going to send you a text for my personal number, so if you do have any questions between now and then, just reach back out to me, okay?
Okay.
And let me just make sure. Okay, perfect. All right, we should be good to go. But yeah, if you have any questions, just reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.